This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russia is warning the West that helping Ukraine is drawing them more and more into the war. Moscow's deputy foreign minister saying they hope Washington and its allies are aware of the danger of an uncontrollable escalation. This morning, Ukraine is reporting more Russian missile strikes and drone strikes, and the world is condemning the attacks. The AP's Ben Thomas.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
President Biden echoed that in a statement saying Russia's brutality will only reinforce the international community's commitment to stand with Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
They're beginning to look for a new school district superintendent in Uvalde, Texas. Hal Harrell is resigning after outrage over how the Uvalde school shooting tragedy was handled. 21 people were killed. We are learning now that there is a growing demand for children's books that deal with trauma, like school shootings. The AP's Julie Walker.
Sales of books for young people on violence, grief, and emotions have increased for 9 straight years, with nearly 6 million copies sold in 2021, according to NPD BookScan. As anxiety and depression rates have soared among young Americans, educators and advocates say children's books can play a role in helping them cope. Books range from firsthand accounts of school shootings to illustrated children's books explaining what guns are. Experts say parents should make sure books addressing trauma are age-appropriate and backed by psychologists. I'm Julie Walker.
What was Hurricane Julia is believed responsible for the deaths of 28 people after it hit Nicaragua's central Caribbean coast on Sunday. Most of the dead were in Guatemala and El Salvador. This is AP News. Now to the Supreme Court and the cost of pork. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
An animal cruelty law in California could raise the cost of pork nationwide, and the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing the case. The case before the High Court is Proposition 12, passed by California voters in 2018, but has yet to go into effect. It says the pork sold in the state must come from pigs whose mothers were raised with at least 24 square feet of space. That rules out confined metal crates that are common in the pork industry. The National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation sued over the law, arguing that most of the pork consumed in California comes from other states, and that complying with Proposition 12 could cost the industry $290 million to $350 million. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.